Presented by Özlem Publishing House. Audiobook, Defne Stoys. Author, Yahya Türkeli. Translation, Artificial Intelligence. Editing, Yahya Türkeli. Defne was introduced to toys during her infancy. She would smile at the colorful toys hanging over her crib. Occasionally, when she touched the toys, she would flail her arms and legs in response to the sounds they made. As time went by, he started to recognize his toys. His mother was constantly buying new ones. As the toys increased, he threw them around haphazardly. His favorite toy was a doll with thin, long arms and legs. When he first saw this baby, he took him in his arms and hugged him. He felt complete. As time went by, days turned into months, months into seasons, and seasons into years. Defne grew, and during this time, her room became filled to the brim with toys. Often, the toys lay scattered carelessly on the floor, in her bed, beside her head, and in the middle of her room. On days when her parents didn't clean up, the toys remained in the open. While her mother was cleaning up the toys, she would take Defne along, and together, they would tidy up. Defne's mother would say to her, "After playing, remember to put away your toys. Otherwise, the dolls will be left on the floor, hungry, thirsty and tired, and they will be very upset." Defne quickly forgot her mother's words. The toys often remained in disarray. She didn't realize that the habit of living in an organized way is learned at a young age. When they went on vacation in the summer, her mother said she could take some of her toys. Defne only took the soft doll with the long arms and legs, leaving the others untouched. From that moment on, everything changed. The rest, the Barbie dolls, dogs, bear, elephant, Pinocchio, and Prince, stayed at home. Every day, the toys that played tag with Defne began to feel neglected. The elephant walked to the center of the room and called out to the other toys, "Friends, come here, I have something to say." Hearing the elephant, the toys gathered in the middle of the room. The elephant continued, "Defne doesn't love us. When she went on vacation, she took the soft doll with the long legs. She didn't take us. She doesn't care about us, and I'm very sad." Pinocchio spoke up, "You're absolutely right. She doesn't love us. If she did, she would have taken us on vacation too." Then the speckled dog added, "For her, it's all about that long-legged doll." The Barbie doll, who was jealous of the long-legged doll, said, "Defne left without taking me. I'm very upset with her." The black girl remarked, "She only remembers me when playing house, as the maid." The chubby bear grumbled, "When the chubby son of our neighbors comes over, they take me out of the closet to play hide and seek." Little Red Riding Hood. When her mother reads her the story of Little Red Riding Hood, she remembers me. Little dog. When I first arrived, she loved me very much. Then she stopped even looking at us. Mother baby, sadly. You should be grateful for your situation. She still remembers you from time to time. She remembers me during the holidays. Honestly, I'm going to burst from boredom. Cat. You can rest in a corner. Every day, she drags me across the floor by either my ear or my tail. Then she just tosses me aside and walks away. Most of the time, I get trampled underfoot. White dog, supporting cat. Defne is very messy. She runs around without looking to her right or left, or in front or behind. In the meantime, she bumps into me and hurts me. Second Barbie doll. A person should take care of what they love. She liked me too. In the first days, she used to take me beside her while sleeping at night. As soon as the white dog finished speaking, the prince said, "I don't know about you all, but she picked me out from the toy store and bought me with the money she saved in her piggy bank. Shouldn't she love me more?" While the toys were discussing Defne's indifference, the doorbell rang loudly. They all got very scared. They stopped talking and retreated to their places. Let me tell you, the toys sat quietly in their places. You can say, they gathered in the center again and continued to talk and have fun together.